I'm going to tell you a story. It's not really a true story, and it's not exactly how things really happen, but I think you'll understand the story, and I think it'll be a help. The Bible says that unless you're born again, you won't see the kingdom of God. You have to be born again to see the kingdom of God. Well, there was a man, and this man's name was Mr. Andrew. Mr. Andrew was a nice man, and Mr. Andrew, he had a lot of things. One of the things that he had was a boat. He had a nice boat, and that boat would sail around in the water, and it would be very nice on days like this, right? Just to go out on the open water and to sail around and feel the breeze. And he had this boat. You see this boat? Can you see the boat? He had a very nice boat. That's not the only thing that Mr. Andrew had. Mr. Andrew also had a very nice, expensive house in a very nice part of town. He had a lot of nice things. He had a nice boat, and he had a nice house, and he had a lot of things. He also had a wife named Mrs. Andrew, and they were a happy family, and they just had a lot of money, and they had a lot of things. They were very happy. But Mr. Andrew had a neighbor. His neighbor didn't have all the fancy things. He didn't have a big boat, and he didn't have a big fancy house and all kinds of money and all kinds of things. But he was a good neighbor. And his name was Mr. Donaldson. And Mr. Donaldson, when Mr. Andrew would get up on Sunday and take his boat out to the lake, Mr. Donaldson would get in his little car and go to church. And Mr. Andrew knew that, and he didn't really want to go to church. But you see, Mr. Donaldson went to church one day, and he heard the preacher preach. And the preacher preached, and he talked about having a ticket, something like a ticket that would give you a friendship with God now and a home in heaven in the future. And he was more concerned about what was going to happen in heaven someday. What was going to happen in his relationship to God, not what was going to happen with his boats and his houses and all of his money. And you see, he was more interested in having a relationship that was pointing up to God. It's having a friendship with God. It's being born again. That is the important thing. That is like having a ticket to heaven. Well, Mr. Andrew one day said, you know what? I don't go to church like Mr. Donaldson, but I've got an idea. He walked over to Mr. Andrew at the fence in their yard, and he said, you know what? You've got a nice ticket to heaven someday, and I'd like to have some of that. Could you just give me a little bit of heaven? Could you just give me a little bit of your relationship with God? And Mr. Donaldson said, well, no, I can't do that. You have to have a relationship with God for yourself. And boys and girls, just because you have a mother or father who knows Jesus as their Savior does not mean that you are going to heaven when you die. It just means that they are going to heaven when they die. But you have to be born again yourself. Well, Mr. Donaldson thought a little bit, and he said, well, it's not really going to do anything for you, but I will let you have a little bit of my ticket. I just don't think it's really going to help, because that's not really how it works. Well, then a few days later, Mr. Andrew said, you know what? Yeah, I think I'll do that for my wife. And he said, you know, Mr. Donaldson, can I have a little bit of your ticket and give it to my wife so that she can have a relationship with God and she can go to heaven someday when she dies? Can you just give me a little bit of that? He said, well, I'll tell you, it's not really how it works. Not really how it works. But he did. He's a nice neighbor. And one day, something very sad happened. All three of them died in a car accident. And they all died, and they went and they stood before God. That's the pretend story. They stood before God. And Mr. Andrew said, well, I want to go to heaven. My neighbor gave me a little bit of his ticket. God said, no, doesn't work like that. You have to be born again. And then he said, well, my wife here, she wants to go to heaven. She also has a little bit of this ticket. And so I said, well, it doesn't really work like that. Let's see that ticket. So they took the two tickets that they thought were going to get them to heaven. And what do you think, when they laid those tickets out, that they saw? What were they really going to get when they died? Well, look at that. That is what they really were going to get. If you are trusting your parents to get you to heaven, or your good church to get you to heaven, or a Sunday school teacher to get you to heaven, that's like trying to get a ticket to heaven from somebody else, and look what you get. The Bible says that if you don't believe on Jesus, you'll be condemned and you'll go to a place called hell. You can't go to heaven with somebody else. You have to have a relationship with Jesus yourself. Well, Mr. Donaldson, who did trust Jesus Christ to be his Savior, he was born again. He stood before God and he said, I'm ready to go to heaven. And they said, well, how do you know that you're ready to go to heaven? And he said, because I depended on Jesus alone to be my Savior. Nothing else. Just what Jesus did. I asked Jesus to save me. I didn't rely on anybody else, just Jesus. And that is the only way, boys and girls, you can have a relationship with God and go to heaven. Let me ask you a question. Is it important that you have a lot of money and a lot of friends and a boat and a car and all kinds of nice things and then just hope someone else can help you get to heaven? Is that how it works? It's better not to have a lot of things and just to trust in Jesus, isn't it? Jesus died on the cross for your sins. And you need to ask Jesus to take away your sins. That's the only ticket to heaven. If you've never asked Jesus to save you, let me encourage you, do talk to your parents about that, okay? And make sure that you don't wait too long. It's very important that you yourself ask Jesus to save you. All right? Would anyone like to take this home with them? Rebecca? Just don't play with it in church. I know that's hard, okay? And you take that home and you can use that to help you remember what we talked about today. All right? Very good. You can get back to your seat. Very good attention.